Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Thursday, February 10th, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone, RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable, but remember, free speech cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting this uncensored content well into the future. There are many ways you can donate. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. Call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in that donation, cash, check, money order, payable to RBN, mailing address 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Well, so what do we have in the news cycle? It seems that more and more of what would get you banned, labeled a conspiracy theorist spreading disinformation, is finally getting acknowledged in the corporate media. I have an interesting take. Let's see, it was submitted by QTR's Fringe Finance. COVID conspiracy theories have now magically become fact-checked mainstream narrative. It starts out, I started out 2022 by predicting that capitalism and common sense would catalyze a massive pivot in how the mainstream media reports on COVID. I believe that the media would eventually start the process of pivoting from hysteria, and that politicians, understanding full well that they can't get reelected during midterms this year on a platform of locking people in their homes, would follow. All I can say, 1 month into the year, does it look like I was right? He goes on, so far in 2022, innumerable U.S. states, in addition to countries like Sweden, Norway, and Denmark, are lifting COVID restrictions. Connecticut and Delaware are planning on lifting school mask mandates at the end of March. Oregon officials have also announced that general mask mandates would be lifted March 31st. Even New Jersey and California announced they would ease mandates in coming weeks. And the media narrative has very quickly changed. Alongside, we have a Dr. Leanne Wen, columnist with the Washington Post and CNN, medical analyst, who has in the past gushed nonstop about following the government's COVID guidance. She's now completely changed her playbook for her appearances on CNN. On Monday this week, she told CNN, there was and is a time and place for pandemic restrictions. But when they were put in, it was always with the understanding that they would be removed as soon as we can. And in this case, circumstances have changed. Case counts are declining. Also, the science has changed. The responsibility should shift from a government mandate imposed from the state or the local district of the school. It should shift to an individual responsibility by the family, who can still decide that their child can wear a mask if needed. In addition to sounding like she was erring on the side of freedom of choice, a concept Democrats may only now be conveniently adopting ahead of midterms, she also promptly took to Twitter to represent the other side of the COVID argument that days ago would have been written off as conspiracy theory. She tweeted Tuesday night a few points. It can both be true, both that COVID-19 causes illness and harm, and also that its continued prioritization to the exclusion of other issues, does too. Second point, it can both be true that masks reduce respiratory infections and also that they can have unintended harms. And the third point, and I don't agree with masks reducing anything, but certainly do a lot of harm a number of ways. Third point, we must have an honest conversation about masking in schools. Two things can be true at once. Masks work in reducing transmission. They can't leave that alone. And they could cause harm to kids, especially to young learners. This needs to be an ongoing risk-benefit analysis, as there is for any intervention. And again, a mosquito through a soccer net would be an apt description if you're talking about the size of the particles in question and these masks. Nonetheless, the oxygen deprivation, the reuptake of expelled carbon dioxide and other gases, which to your system are waste gases, this isn't addressed at all. And this is a very serious concern as well, not just for children, for everyone. That's just my added 2 cents there. But so then she also retweeted the statement from David Rubin, policy director at CHOP. This is a moment to start removing the restrictions that have been placed on kids because the risk of their mental health, learning loss, these types of things are now far greater than the virus itself. And then this goes on here saying she's right. We do need to have an honest conversation. But the question is, why are we having it now? And why weren't we allowed to have it just weeks ago? In fact, where was this woman 6 months ago? Well, New Year's Eve, she was urging people to mask up while heading outdoors to watch the ball drop. There's a quote from her. Make sure that you're vaccinated and boosted. Make sure that you're wearing a mask even though it's outdoors. There are lots of people packed around you wearing a 3-ply surgical mask. In spring of last year, she was expressing fears about the U.S. not being able to reach herd immunity. In summer last year, she was spreading the narrative that we can't trust the unvaccinated. Heading into the fall, she was writing op-eds called Why COVID-19 Vaccines Should Be Required for All Americans. And now, and only now that millions of vaccines have been distributed in the public's trust in the president and in his COVID response is at all-time lows, she has completely and totally changed her tune. The left is also starting to talk about concepts that they were completely silent on for the last 2 years, most notably natural immunity. It was less than a month ago that this author wrote a piece arguing why they thought capitalism and common sense would end vaccine mandates in 2022. Part of that article, the author wrote, natural immunity would soon have to be a talking point due to Omicron potentially acting as nature's vaccine. First, after this Omicron wave passes, it should hopefully stir up a discussion about natural immunity. It's about 18 months overdue. Putting vaccine mandates aside, Omicron, given its extremely infectious nature and mild effects, may wind up acting like nature's vaccine. For almost everybody, anyway. People will start to understand this concept and push harder on, quote-unquote, the science, as to why it has conveniently ignored the topic of natural immunity, which has been proven to be more robust than vaccination. Of course, in this case, it's not even a vaccination. We know that. We know it doesn't stop anything, these shots, and very dangerous thus far in the article, though. And lo and behold, as The Hill pointed out, just this week, the CDC is all of a sudden starting to talk about natural immunity. A report published by the CDC January 28, 2022, finally acknowledges what many have suspected for a long time, that surviving COVID-19 provides excellent natural immunity, not only repeat infections, but also to hospitalization and death for the Delta variant of COVID-19. Once again, where was this analysis during the Soviet-style campaign to roll out vaccines to the country over the last 12 months? Now we're seeing articles such as how Omicron upended what we thought we knew about natural immunity. Brutal. But we've known about the robust immunity provided by natural immunity for many months already. Studies in mid-2021 were showing durable and robust immunity from natural immunity. According to a large collection of data and trials by Dr. Larry Istriel in his post-COVID-19 Natural Immunity, a Deep Dive. Well, that phrase is certainly trending lately. Studies dating back to 2020 continued to confer that natural immunity against COVID was effective. His comprehensive collection of sources is worth examining closely, not the least of which is Dr. Fauci's own email exchanges from the inception of the pandemic in March 2020. Even Senator Rand Paul was exacerbated when he called out the administration's odd penchant for not mentioning anything involving natural immunity. Speaking about Dr. Fauci's constant media appearances, Paul said in fall 2021, "Hey, this guy Fauci has an opinion on baseball, hockey, Tinder, and Christmas, but he was asked the other day about natural immunity that you acquire after the disease COVID-19. He's like, oh, that is really interesting, though. I never thought about that. I don't have an opinion because I haven't thought about naturally acquired immunity. He has and is lying to you. The reason he won't bring up natural immunity is because it foils his plans to get everybody possible vaccinated. He thinks it might slow down vaccinations. And I'm for people getting vaccinated, particularly people at risk." This author says, well, I disagree there. But okay, we'll let that slide. But the thing is, if you ignore naturally acquired immunity, then you're saying we don't have enough people. You have to force it on younger people. What then may have seemed more of a conspiracy theory that Fauci was purposely ducking the question of natural immunity, today starts to look like the most realistic scenario. If we have Freedom of Information Act email from Fauci in early 2020, we know it was on his mind essentially as soon as the pandemic started. That begs the question of why we were so quiet about natural immunity for so long. In addition to natural immunity, we have seen a drastic shift on numerous major points of contention by conspiracy theorists during the pandemic. Remember when questioning whether people were in hospitals for COVID or with COVID was written off as conspiracy theory in 2020. Well, COVID death counts become the stuff of conspiracy theories. Rolling Stone went for the exacta by using the terms anti-vax and conspiracy theory when describing these questions. They had one heading, anti-vax doctor promotes conspiracy theory that death certificates falsely cite COVID-19. And another, debunking the false claim that COVID death counts are inflated, was at a Scientific American in October 2020. Well, in early 2022, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky took to Fox News and admitted she wasn't exactly sure, quote, on how many of the COVID-19 related deaths in the U.S. were directly due to the virus and how many were individuals who died with COVID-19 yet had underlying conditions, unquote. Certainly sounds similar to me. How about you, folks? Even CNN's Jake Tapper was astonished about the revelation and calling it, quote-unquote, misleading. And of course, there was the lab leak conspiracy theory that, after costing many people their social media accounts, has now been widely accepted as the leading likely genesis of COVID-19. In February 2020, Zero Hedge, and that's where this article is I'm reading, Zero Hedge lost its Twitter handle February 2020 and its million followers for asking questions of whether or not the virus may have come from the lab. Then there was a wonderful op-ed written by Peter Daszak, who charged that the lab leak was a conspiracy theory. What would later turn out is that DASIC's Eco Health Alliance was at the center of gain of function research taking place at Wuhan Institute of Virology. But of course, you know, we had these headlines as well that were out there. Ignore the conspiracy theories. Scientists know COVID-19 wasn't created in a lab. And it was citing Peter Daszak. The Wuhan lab leak hypothesis is a conspiracy theory, not science. It was another one that was Forbes, June 2021. Of course, now what we know per report by the Telegraph last month is that scientists believed that COVID did leak from a lab but didn't want to interrupt international harmony by discussing it. Among the other conspiracy theories that have become mainstream are the ideas that cloth masks don't work, now part of the corporate media talking points, and what this author believes is going to be a massive pivot on the use of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine for use in treating COVID, and has been supported in recent leaked DARPA documents. Finally, we're learning that the vaccines, well, pseudo-vaccines, experimental gene therapy shots, I'll chime in, while helpful in reducing harm, allegedly helpful in reducing harm, I'll add, the first time someone gets the virus, also carrying with it substantial side effects that may do more to harm than good. Yeah, like death. Let's not forget death. When administered to people who have already been infected with COVID, Dr. Rand Paul noted that this week during an interview with the Dana Show, he said, if your 15-year-old boy has already had COVID and you vaccinate them, you put them at risk of myocarditis. This is without question. The data is in on this. Each subsequent vaccination is a higher risk for myocarditis. Other than mass hysteria, if there's one thing that the pandemic has been littered with, it has been hypocrisy. What began as a small taste of hypocrisy with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi going to get her hair done after shuttering all the salons in the state, she represents eventually she turned into what felt like weekly examples of politicians ignoring their own mandates, adopting an elitist do as I say, not as I do attitude. Of course, we have that overseas as well. If that was the only extent of the hypocrisy, this author might be able to write it off. After all, politicians are extremely well known for being less than truthful. To some degree, we fortunately expect this, or unfortunately at this point. Well, at least we are wary and know better, folks. The hypocrisy doesn't stop there. The magnitude with which it continued affects the pandemic started to reveal themselves. It became egregious. There's a few more lines I might finish up after the break. Stick around, folks. We will be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
And we are back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. And just getting back to the conclusion of this article here. Anyone who dared question the official findings of the NIH, CDC, and WHO was quickly marginalized and sent for social media re-education camps in the form of suspensions or outright bans. For some citizens, regular common sense and everyday critical thinking not only had them dismissed as lunatics, but also cost them their jobs. Looking back on some of these major issues now, it is still stunning to see the pivot. Even though this author knew it was coming. Looking back on some of these major issues now, it is still stunning. And both stunning and sickening, actually, to look back on, and when presented collectively, it paints a picture of either gross incompetence or nefarious ignorance to advance an agenda. The one question that remains about the entire narrative, and now the pivot, is what was it all for? To get the world vaccinated? Forgive me if I'm skeptical. And I could answer that question by suggesting it's multiple. It's really multiple agendas. I mean, I don't think there's just one. I'd say that we had this opportunity, and we've had many other examples of outbreaks where these organizations tried very hard in the past to get this sort of hysteria going back decades. And these have been documented thoroughly. They didn't get the sort of hysteria. This one, they wanted to capitalize on these health organizations. But there were multiple motives. I mean, there were economic motives. This is shifting the blame quite nicely. This is trying to further these digital centralized identifications for control. So, yeah, I can see quite a few overlapping, interlaced motives, and you know, many people see it, one or more that they're interested in can benefit. It looks like we do have a last minute surprise co-host, Stephen Douglas Weitener. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Richard. Thanks for asking me to join you. That's awesome. I was listening to the articles you read, and it just amazes me that they had to put in that over and over. These masks may slow transmissions. No, they cause more harm than good. They just have to keep, you know, that was one thing that I noticed that you were reading earlier, how when they always have to kowtow to that mainstream narrative that you're going beyond, and that I appreciate that very much, that you go tell the whole truth about something on here, not just leave it where they do.
Well, how many people, you know, have lost jobs or been thrown off their social media accounts, YouTube accounts, this, that, and the other? Some people, it may have even contributed to their livelihood, you know, like the monetized YouTubers. And, there won't be anything to fix this now. I mean, the society's been, Orwellization has been normalized already.
Yeah, you know. Very much so. Not only Orwellization, but Huxleyization, too, with the brave new world that they've created with these trannies and no families and you know, no loyalty to anything beyond your own personal hedonistic concerns and consumerism. I mean, no racial loyalty, family, anything that goes against their narrative and their control, they want to smash. You could see that. It just, and you give many examples of that. And look at these, just like you said, people, no wonder that they've been kowtowed into going along with the censorship and self-censoring, because so many people have lost their jobs, their livelihood, everything. They have total control of us that we don't realize it. The only way to stop tyranny is to stop desiring it. I saw there's some pamphlet written back around the time of Machiavelli that talked about that. And unless people finally have enough, they're going to just keep taking more and more and more and shutting you up more and more. You're not going to be able to call your mom and dad, mother and father anymore. That's racist. You hateful person. That's hate speech. Some people don't have a mommy and daddy. You don't want to offend them, do you? Of course, that's the excuse, but they want to destroy mothers and fathers and families. This agenda has been, it's been documented. They've talked about doing it for, longer than I've been alive, but I've been looking into it for 50 years, and just to see it taking place right in front of me sometimes, it's such a shock that I cling to normalcy bias. I was reading the different kinds of cognitive biases that people have over, earlier, before I started listening to you. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, here, actually, ahead, why don't Richard. You follow up that the rest of that thought after the break. I see we have the bottom of the hour upon us here. All right, well, hold with me, Stephen, and listeners, we'll be right back.
American dreamy, I think we've all lost the way. Fair long, so now you listed maniacal.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. visit patriotphone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. Patriotphone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. Patriotphone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from patriotphone.com. Today, that's patriotphone.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey, here with co-host Stephen Douglas Whitener today. And, yeah, Stephen, we were discussing this past week a lot about inflation, and you brought up a great article you shared with me earlier. I don't know if you wanted to touch on this topic a bit today.
Sure. Thanks, Richard. Yes, I was listening earlier today to your appearance yesterday on Stormfront, and you were talking about the inflation numbers there, about how we calculate them differently since 1980 than we did. Back in the 1970s, they included food and energy prices when they calculated the cost of living. I mean, that makes sense perfectly. You got to pay for that's some of the major expenses a household has to pay for every month, along with rent, fuel, food. I mean, that's like, you got to have that. That's like the bottom need. So they started taking that out and not even figuring that in inflation numbers back around 1980. And back in the 70s, they used something that they called the misery index, where you added the unemployment rate and the inflation rate, and that gave you the misery index. That was a big factor in the 1980 campaign, where, you know, Carter had just, the price of fuel, oil had quadrupled in the 1970s. Fuel had, food had at least doubled, and some of that being related to fuel prices. So they're reviving this index. This article comes from strongvalley.com. It says dusting off the misery index from the 1970s. It says, It just says, how could China be considered a happier place than the United States? It starts off with, it's with hundreds of thousands. It goes on to the misery index in the 1970s was, you know, adding the unemployment to the inflation number. And the higher the index, the greater the misery felt by the average of American. It's that simple. So even in 76, it says they brought up this misery index as Carter was running for office to start with. He initially used it, and then it got turned on him because, you know, Gerald Ford in 76, that was right after the debacle with that first swine flu vaccination, where he went on CBS and got a shot and told people all across the country to get this shot because, you know, you might get swine flu, and many, many more people were killed by the shot than ever even got any of this flu in the U.S. And that was one thing that went against Ford, but also inflation was spiking, unemployment was spiking, so Carter used that misery index against him. But then by 1980, things were so much worse that it ushered him on out the door and read the Reagan coming in. And then that's a whole other story. But yeah, that's kind of where we are today. It looks like the misery index is skyrocketing. It's, in many ways, it's a redux of the 1970s, but on a global scale now. It's just this, like you talked about, the everything bubble that's pumping up and is liable to go pop.
I have to think that from the elitist's point of view, if you will, the boom, the post-World War II economic and standard of living boom in the United States was an accidental side effect of their World War II agendas. And it was an anomaly, really, to allow everyday people in any country to have that high a standard of living. And it was just for that temporary time, and mostly in the U.S., which hadn't been, of course, destroyed, decimated the way that Europe had during the war. Also, of course, all of that production during the war, toward wartime machinery, vehicles, goods, was able to be redirected to the private sector and just for the people. And thus you had that boom leading to the living standards of the 50s there. But yeah, it's possible for everyone to have that all the time, but they don't want it. That's the
point. Yeah, right, Richard. That also set the stage for the debacle of the 1970s, because Europe and Japan had been so decimated and wiped out that their industrial base had been destroyed, that they retooled with modern equipment and newer ideas and higher tech equipment. So they were able to surpass us come the late 1970s technologically. We didn't keep up. And then we started to outsource all the technology and manufacturing base that we had, basically. You know, that started back then, too. It's been an ongoing process, this death of the West. And you're right. Those things all contributed. I agree. Yes. Very informative show you have here, Mr. Carey. You know, Republic Broadcasting Network, I'm really proud to be associated with this. There are smart people in the audience, too. But we have to not just talk. We got to do. You know, go out and meet your neighbors and do something about this. We got to fight back. This is a war, people. And
that's,
you know,
and that's why peoplesrights.org is such a great tool.
Yes.
So, yeah,
yes,
that's
sir.
Why. Very happy to keep promoting that.
Yeah, if you guys text the word rights, RIGHTS, to the number 80123, you'll get information back from peoplesrights.org. And I hope to have Casey Whalen back on sometime in the near future. I was going to talk to you about that later, Richard, but he's been doing some more excellent work. He promotes that, and he's exposing Northern Idaho. I'm trying to do something similar where I live here in South Carolina. And wherever you are, listener, don't just listen and talk, but get out and do. This is
Brilliant.
A fight we're all in together.
Well, speaking of that RBN community, we do have one of those listeners as a caller on the line. Let's bring on Charles in Florida. Hello, Charles. Thanks for calling. How are you doing today, sir?
Hey, how are you doing, Richard, and your guests, too?
Good.
The truthseeker.co.uk had just an interesting recent article. I think it was February. It was on February 2nd that an interview with Dr. Michael Yeadon, of former vice president of Pfizer and the head of their science lab, formerly, and you hear all the time that It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. You hear that from Biden and everybody on CNN and the news and even on Fox. You keep trying to push that. It's an unvaccinated. The unvaccinated are spreading the disease. They're super spreaders. Well, according to Michael Yeadon, the higher the level of vaccination, the more adverse events and death. Is a massive increase in adverse, like myocarditis, pericarditis, Bell's syndrome, and you name it. It vastly increased the more vaccinations you have, the more clot shots, the more disease. I just wanted to add that little bit. I hope it's not all.
Yeah, yes. No, I'm looking at that website you described now, Charles, the truthseeker.co.uk. It has a lot of good information on it, I see there, too. I didn't find the particular article. Yeah, I didn't see that particular article. I went back to February 2nd, but I've seen the information Yeadon has put out. He was a former, wasn't he a former Pfizer executive?
He was former vice president of Pfizer and former head of science for Pfizer.
That sounds like a good source to me. People should listen to
him. He admits it. He and Robert Malone, Dr. Robert Malone, also believe the same thing. It's deliberate. It's deliberate. It's not an accident. They're not trying to gouge people. They're trying to kill people. It's genocide. Both of them believe that.
I'm afraid you're right about that. I really am afraid you're right about that, Charles. All the evidence points to that. I mean, look at the increased deaths that we've had since they put these needles in. I heard heard someone trying to kind of minimize that yesterday, and it's like the people who are aged 18 to 64, working-age people, the death rate has increased for them, not in 2020, but from 2021, from the time that the needle was introduced, 40%, and that's an 800-year event. That's unheard of, it's just unheard of for that to happen. And the data's there to show it, and people just are ignoring that. I think I heard someone else reference a video called "This Is Only the Beginning," and if this is the trend, then this really is only the beginning. Things are really going to change in the next 2 years that we didn't even see coming. It's just...
Michael Yeadon says, country after country, higher the vaccination, the higher adverse events and death. It's the opposite of what they say. They're just lying. Oh, have you heard about this 8-year-old kid in England in the Midlands that died? He had a heart attack. This is near Birmingham in West Midlands. Eight years old. They're kids now. Oh, and they had Barney, the Muppets. Somebody did a sarcastic thing. Bernie getting vaccinated.
They're using propaganda. Muppets, they're going to use the Super Bowl. It's criminal what they're doing. You're right. It's murder. It's ridiculous. People need to be held accountable for this.
They're dying of heart attacks. An 8-year-old kid, and his parents, of course, don't care. And the news media just lies about it.
Oh well, they're going to portray them as heroes for still going along with the agenda. It's sick. This inversion of reality where sacrificing your children up to this altar is seen as good. I mean, that's exactly what they're doing here. They're trying to invert reality.
It's right out of the Old Testament, out of Moloch, in the Old Testament.
I agree. It's
right
disgusting.
Out of it, child sacrifice.
And you don't have to go that far to see how this is crazy and wrong. A parent that would do that and risk that, and then their child, of course, I haven't seen their reaction. I'm going for what you said, but if that's, that's ridiculous. And I've seen people who got these shots and they're in the hospital and they can barely breathe and they're saying, "I'm still glad I got this shot." I mean, what are you crazy? You talk about Stockholm syndrome.
The parents don't care. Or they don't want to make a peep of protest, let alone sue all these pharmaceutical killers that are making billions out of this.
Charles, they have liability protection. You can't sue them. Yeah. If you sue them at all, it's the federal government that handles the lawsuit.
Ronald Reagan, the big phony one worlder, the big phony.
Yes.
He was Mr. Conservative. Yeah, in 1953, he was head of the California plan, had 18 states lined up to go into world government of the United World Federalists. Ronald Reagan and their Earl Warren and the future Senator Cranston were involved in the United World Federalists. Oh, yeah, Reagan changed. Sure he did. He was for world government when he was president. They're all fakes.
Yeah, perhaps he was sheep-dipped and used. I know that when he got the nomination in 1980, that he was threatened by media people that if he didn't take George Herbert Walker Bush as the running mate, that they would destroy his candidacy. Because there was a question, you know, in 1980, I remember that Reagan had not picked any running mate at the convention, and when it was clear he was going to be the nominee, they insisted Herbert Walker Bush get on that ticket. And not long after the inauguration, not too long, there was that trend, you know, that continuity of government drill and then Hinckley and all that. It just, that was very suspicious as well. But I agree with you that Reagan
was involved in Rex 84. It was a world government, a globalist practice, takeover of the U.S. government.
If he had changed and gone off the reservation in any way, I agree with you, Charles. If he had changed any and gone off the reservation in any way, that assassination attempt brought him back to heel. They put the choke chain on him. I mean, and anyone that has any inkling of their own thought, like even to the degree that Boris Johnson or Donald Trump might want to go their own way and be their own man. I mean, they got egos here. These people they will destroy anyone who goes against their narrative in any way. You can see that from history, how they shot Kennedy, Reagan, how they destroyed,
even in industry, because I wanted to just add an amendment. I mean, even before the 50s, before World War II, I mean, we had Henry Ford trying to better. I mean, every employee made a good enough salary to own one of those Ford motor vehicles. And he had a copy of the International Jew in the dashboard of every new vehicle. You know, he was trying to do his part. And he certainly was not liked either by the establishment. Living standards were able to be improved pre-World War II. It's not something that the elites ever allowed to sustain. You had an interesting article you found at an Activist Post, Stephen. They're trying to make fun of Canada's convoy Truckistan, they're calling it. And they're trying to just ridicule it. People even on Twitter who are establishment linked, because they see how much of a danger this is of people just standing up, and it could take a year or two of these truckers are willing to stay out there that long. You know, I mean, we have everything from farming vehicles to those boring machines.
Trudeau's half brother attacks him, you know, and says he's for the New World Order. Trudeau's own family, some of them are patriotic and, you know, they're not globalists. They attack. He says his half-brother was interviewed on one of the videos that was on the truthseeker.co.uk where he was saying his brother was probably being blackmailed, his half-brother, you know, Trudeau's half-brother. It was an interview that was also a video. It was on there.
He's
that
a
was
clown.
Days ago.
I agree, Charles. He's a clown. He's so easily controlled. They've got him by the short hairs or whatever you want to put it. I mean, they just manipulate him completely. Mm-hmm. And they were kind of making light of the whole situation, calling it Truckistan, and the Truckistani people will be free. But, you know, it could be a turning point. I sure hope that it turns into a turning point and these people have to cut and run. But they were saying that they were making tweets that said Donald Trump should recognize the new government of Truckistan and, you know, Trudeau should flee with billions of dollars like the guy in Afghanistan did, I guess, is what they were. They were trying to draw parallels to that somehow. And it just doesn't seem like what we should be doing. I mean, this is a serious thing. This is not some joke. This is people's lives here. You know, the elite, even in the American media. Oh, I think I hear a break coming up.
Well, thank you for your call, Charles. Always a pleasure.
Well, thank you. Have a good day. Sir.
Thanks, Charles.
We'll be right back for the final segment. Stick around, folks.
Through with my accumulator, it's no social integrator. It's a one-man isolator.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we are back, folks, for the final segment, Beyond the Official Narrative, right here on RBN. Richard Carey here with Stephen Douglas Whitener. Stephen, want to take the floor for the final segment here? Your thoughts on just...
Well, thanks, Richard. I really appreciate you asking me to come on with you again, and I want to thank you again, too, for almost 5 years ago now just contacting me out of the blue and saying, would I like to do an interview with you when you were on Truthcat Radio? Because it's 32 years ago, not long, just over 32 years ago, I tried to stand up against this company locally here called Aquatech, and they were dumping hazardous waste and almost killed me with hydrogen chloride gas, and I got nowhere. I banged my head, and I saw how corrupt this world really is, you know, after just kind of, and I buried that stuff for a long time and didn't talk about it. And I had gotten to the point I needed a walker to get back and forth to the mailbox. I was disabled, a crippled old man, weighed 320 pounds. And somehow, when I started talking about this stuff again, it lit a fire in me. And I lost 120 pounds. I don't need that walker anymore. And, you know, I was caring for my mom. A lot of the listeners here know that. As she was dying, she died the first of the year. It was really gratifying when I heard a caller, I forgot his name, yesterday, tell me that they'd noticed I'd been on more lately now, that I was able to talk more on RBN, but I'm also out there doing more in my community too, and I'm meeting more people who are fighting back against this thing. We are not beaten yet, okay? They may have all this power, and they have something we don't have. You know, they don't have the humanity and the ability to have empathy for each other and just normal human emotion. It's all just about more and more for these people. Power is a drug. And they can't get enough of it. And as long as we continue to give in, acquiesce, go along to get along, then they're going to take more and more. We have to stop complying. We have to stop and stand up to them and say no. And point out the irrational stupidity that they just spout, you know, trying to say, just nitpick everything. The thing's up 800-year increase in mortality since this needle came in. What more do you need to know? That needle is deadly and needs to not go in you. It's emergency use authorization. They have no liability. 8-year-olds are having heart attacks after getting it. And still, people the cognitive dissonance is incredible. I know that people on this network don't have the same degree of cognitive dissonance, even though some may want to nitpick at the numbers and have a normalcy bias. The listeners here are the ones who can fight back against this. You go out and talk to your neighbor. Get them to listen to RBN. Text RIGHTS, RIGHTS, to 80123 and join that group. When your neighbors are at risk, be one of the 30 people that goes over to defend them. You know, you have to take back your life from these people. It's not theirs. They think it's theirs. They think your life is theirs and that you are their property, but you are not. And y'all be good to each other. Thanks again, Richard. I really appreciate you having me on.
Well said, Stephen. So many important points you bring out there. And yes, listeners, also please support RBN to keep voices like Stephen's and others alive here and all of us able to network on the truth, cutting through the deception. Well, please then, folks, also stick around for Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio, also an excellent broadcast. But do support RBN, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.